We learn together that the Creator, the upper force, the force of bestowal and love, out of the bestowal and love that are in him. Beforehand, we don't learn it because it's not related to the concept of Bore, creator, meaning that force that turns towards us. Who is he? What is he outside of the created beings that we cannot know? Well, for the time being, at least. However, we learn the concept of Bore. Bore, come and see the way that he created us and what we accordingly have to realize, to implement. And he created one simple thing. Outside of his will to bestow, outside of his love, out of his bestolen love, he created something that can bestow, so that he will have whom to bestow to. This is the will to receive. And nothing else is needed besides that. And about this, it is written in the articles of Bala Sulam and Rabash and others. All Kabbalists wrote about that. They wrote about it out of attainment, and we learn from them in order to also reach these things and to start to attain this eternal whole state, so that we will rise above our own life and death and begin to work with these eternal and complete forces of nature. So the Creator wanted to create the created being and to develop the created being up to a degree where this created being will be like him, like the Creator, but will also remain as the created being. Not that it will simply be a copy. If it's just a copy, he won't feel anything. He won't understand anything, but rather be in control, to attain, to feel. For this, the created being must comprise two opposite forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. Therefore, the Creator created the created being in the opposite force from him, in the force of reception. In the force of bestowal, that's him, and the force of reception, that's us. And he didn't just create the created being in the force of reception, but also gave, to give the created being a place and an opportunity to understand himself, and out of that to understand the Creator, and to reach all kinds of states and achievements, to be like him, like the Creator in everything. And this is the plan of creation that exists before us. And these words. Our work is entirely in that, out of this point, we need to develop into two forces, because we are the created beings, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. The Creator awakens within us the force of reception, which he created existence out of absence. He did not exist before he decided to create us. And we, through our participation with him, need to make it so that this force of reception will take on the form of Adam, human. Well, at first an embryo, then newborn and small, until it becomes big. But we use these two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal, in order to be partners of the Creator in establishing ourselves. Establishing ourselves to be like him. Then we are called Adam, human, or people, humans, or Adam from the word dome, similar to the Creator. How do we do that? So, the force of reception, the Creator awakens it in each and every one according to how much the person is capable of working with it correctly. and not more. He doesn't coerce us more and more, making out of us greater egoists, but only to the extent that we are capable of overcoming our ego, establishing it correctly and advancing in such a way. And therefore, here we have to learn how do we do it. There is a will to receive, and we have to make out of it an example of the will to bestow, the example of the Creator. How do I make out of my will to receive an example which is like the Creator? So, first I have to make a restriction, tzimtzum, on my will to receive, not to use it the way that my will to start learning together. We performed many preparation actions, we talked about it, we heard these words. Now, we have to practically begin to build our group. And we can build our group. Well, it's like we build something, let's say, out of clay, where we have to add to the material water, and then we will be able to shape it into the form of Adam. As it says in the Torah, that seemingly the Creator created the ground, the soil, and He added water to the soil, and out of that He shaped the image, the form of Adam, of the human. And then He breathed into it the spirit of life. So, we need to try to do these things, or more correctly, to make the Creator do it, so that we do a part of it and He does a part of it. This way, in tandem, we make the Adam out of ourselves in partnership. The water that we have to add to our matter, which is the will to receive, to add to our ego, it is called the light of Chassadim. The light of Chassadim can come to us from the Creator. Also, on the condition that we try to perform actions of chesed, or mercy. Actions of chesed are actions of bestowal. So, as much as we, in the group, in connection, in our connection, try to have such a connection, and there we have to perform reciprocal actions of bestowal. That means to bestow to one another, to help one another, to get closer to one another, and this is in spite of our ego, that is, over every form of ego that is revealed in each and every one, each one accordingly has to, against it, perform actions of bestowal to others. I feel that I reject everyone in my 10. I need to forcefully try to come closer to them. I feel like cursing, speaking badly of others. I have to forcefully, even though I don't want to, this is why it's called forcefully, I have to forcefully say good things and come closer to one another. According to the law, that love covers all crimes, that every time rejections are revealed, egoistic desires of all kinds, and I want to cover them with love. It's not that I want it, it's not that I'm capable of it, but rather I need to work in such a way. This work is called the work of the Creator, the work of the Lord, spiritual work. Why? Because by this, I build out of myself, out of my beast, a little beast, I build Adam, human, who is similar to the Creator, only in such a way. That means that we, all of us, in the tents, must perform actions through which we try to bestow to one another, to embrace one another, to show how much we love one another. And even though inside of me, I don't quite feel it. I have no desire for it, and I even feel rejection. So I realize that this rejection is natural, because inside I'm truly an egoist. I don't want to take anyone into consideration. I don't want to embrace anyone. And one who is greater than his friend, that he has a greater future, he's a greater egoist even. Because only through the ego, as we build the form of the Creator, the form of Adam, the form of bestowal, the greater my ego is, it enables me to build out of myself a greater statue, a greater Adam. And that way we come closer. Therefore, our work is entirely to feel how much we don't want to be connected, and in spite of it, how much we obligate ourselves to be connected. And it's not physically, it's emotionally, internally. Virtually, let's say. Until we reach a state where indeed, in truth, we start to feel that the Creator is helping us in that, and He is giving us forces for connection. And that way, we begin mutual work with the Creator. Because this whole connection between us, we then begin to understand that we make it in order to bring him contentment. And all of the disturbances we have between us that are revealed, it's in order for us to specifically rise above them so that we will have even greater power, more work, more proof that we are bestowing to him and are doing it for him. And because I'm performing these actions of connection above my ego, the natural force of rejection, and this work is called work above reason, faith above reason. And when I search for the force of connection between us, this is that force of water that helps me to make out of the clay something that is softer, so that I can connect these egoistic parts together and to start to build out of it a form of Adam. So all of this work is done through the force of water. It's called chasadim, or the force of faith, versus the force of reception that I have in my matter, in myself. Therefore, this is called work with faith above reason. And that way we advance.
Да, да, дорогой Раф, вот эта сила воды, она и формирует нас в состоянии и бур, а потом рождение, как вы говорите.
It's all done through our efforts when we try to connect according to what we learn in the writings of the Kabbalists, and we don't yet know in what form we can be. We don't yet have a connection with our future forms that we need to reach. We don't yet have this example of Adam before us so that we can look at it and make a statue out of ourselves. This is considered that the Creator needs to be revealed between us in some form, and we do it. There is no such thing yet. All of our work is always through the force of darkness, the force of faith, a force where out of myself I have to find my future form. From where do I take it? By trying to be connected with my friends. And then I search together with them in the 10 what form might be closer to bestow, to giving, to love, that is, to the Creator. Therefore it says, you made me. The Creator is giving it to us to do. By connecting between us, how do we establish, how do we calculate him? Who might it be? Where is he? How does he operate? How can we, in the connection between us, resemble him? That is, this is a work of creation, where we create the Creator, we establish this thing. Of course, in us, inside, somewhere, there are some beginnings, some forces, because as we grow up, we don't come as the still vegetative and animate. We come because we have these reshimot in us. There are these preparations in us. However, these preparations, these reshimot, we have to revive them. We have to extract them from within us. And we extract these reshimot from within us, the general will to receive that we have to make the form of Adam out of it, and we have to draw the reforming light. So we need three things. Matter, that's one. Two, reshimot, that is how this matter will have to see, will have to be, and the upper light, the force that actually makes out of the matter, out of this plain matter, this clay, this lump, it makes out of it, it shapes it, sculptures it into the form of Adam. So this whole work is our work, which we have to do together. This entire work is done through the force of bestowal. This is why it is called faith above reason, that the force of bestowal is riding on, it's pressuring, just like we press this piece of Play-Doh or clay, and we make out of it the form of Adam. Therefore, we always have to respect, honor this force of Bina, the force of faith, so that it will be above the force of reception, and then it will give the force of reception, the clay, our will to receive, it will give it an external form of bestowal. Inside, we remain with the same will to receive. We don't do anything with it besides giving it a new form, a new shape. And this is called to work in faith above reason. The matter is the reason, and the force of bestowal, the force of faith, is above it. It wraps the matter.
Рафа, вы сказали, что черная точка развивается в двух направлениях в своем желании.
You said that the black dot develops in two directions, in its will to receive and with the quality of the creator in its inverted form. What does that mean, the quality of the creator in the inverted form?
Yes, from the will to receive that the creator created, it has two forms of development that are opposite. On the one hand, the point itself develops, just like a dough that swells. However, it swells according to how much we can make the form of Adam out of it. It's like the drop of semen that starts to grow inside the woman's womb. It doesn't just grow, rather it grows already inside with all kinds of particular parts, so that it will end up being the human body, which is made out of so many different parts. So we have to realize that if we just enter in order to grow into the form of Adam, already we have to invite upon ourselves the force of bestowal, the force of faith above reason, And this happens through connection between us inside of the group. As much as we keep the connection, in the connection between us, these laws of bestowal, so inside we grow this spiritual embryo. And even though for the time being we don't feel it in the early stages, but later on we will start to feel and to understand that we, all of us, are included in it, that we make out of ourselves the image of the Creator, out of the relations between us. And then this force of mutual bestowal, when it will live between us, when it will exist between us, when it will develop in us, it will give us the feeling of the Creator. This is called, you have made me.
Baltia free.
Доброе утро. Решимо это из будущего.
Good morning, Rav.
Откуда у нас решимо?
Решимо.
All of the Rishimot that we have to implement, realize from here until the end of correction, already exist in us, because we were on the degree of Adam Rishon, the way the Creator created it, and then He broke this entire structure, and we fell into a state where we lost all of these forces of connection between us, the entire image of the Creator, and therefore all of these Rishimot, all of these states already exists ahead of us from here till the end of correction. There is no problem with that. But rather, we just have to keep what it says. And the Rishimot will awaken from within us, and the upper light will influence us. We have to, it's like you put together some Lego or puzzle to just want to connect all of the parts, to assemble them more.
Прочувствовать, насколько мы не хотим соединяться, мы
today,
объединяться.
И, соответственно, you said that in order to feel
нами,
how much we don't want to connect, we need to connect. The question is, what is the most effective action we can take as the friends in the group, which will awaken in us the feeling that we don't want to connect?
Indeed, if we want to connect together, it's a sign that you're going in the right way. That's one thing. Secondly, if you want to feel this, if we feel rejection to it. Secondly, if you want to feel this force of rejection, which is the force of the ego of the group, then all of us together need to try to connect as much as possible. Then you will discover the your collective force of the ego, the group-wise force. Then out of this collective ego, you will be able to turn to the Creator, to pray to Him. And then He will answer you. That is, we need to try to be together as much as possible, as much as we understand it, to feel how much we reject one another and we don't want it, with all kinds of calculations, nevertheless, to gather in spite of our ego, in spite of our rejection, and to turn to the Creator for you to help us, until we obligate the Creator, force Him to help us. These are the three stages that we have ahead of us for the time being. And then we will start to feel that we are in reciprocity with the Creator. I to my beloved and my beloved to me. I, that's already the group that we demand, we cry out, the Creator shows us how much we're not capable of connecting. Again, we demand, we try to connect. Again, He shows us how much we are even worse, until we demand so much so that He does help us. He's making this flirt with us, playing this game, where we have to persuade Him that we do want to connect, even though we don't want to. It's like children. We have to be such that are stubborn until we get what we want. That's clear, right?
еще вопрос.
Да.
Когда Творец нам покажет, что мы еще хуже, это и есть его ответ на наши
действия?
Of course, everything we feel, we get it from him. Whatever it is, hatred, connection, lack of connection, whatever we feel it from him. Our sensations all come from him. The only question is, how do we respond to them?
I wanted to ask about the process that you went over several times now. I just didn't understand one thing. You said we needed to feel how we don't want to be connected and the extent to which we try to connect by force. And until we feel the Creator gives us the power to connect and that all the connection is in order to give him contentment. So you give us a few stages. So what does it mean to try to connect by force? Because we do things by force all our lives. Very few things we do willingly. So what is this work that is by force, forced work? What is it about?
The difference is that we don't want to connect for all kinds of other actions that we don't want to perform. If we don't want to connect, this is spiritual desire. And so we have no justification for it. What will I get out of it if I connect? I see no reward. Whereas, with all of our works that we do, earthly works, which we perform, we nevertheless do it inside of our desire. We persuade ourselves that we do have to do it because in the end, we will get some gain out of it, some reward. And here we don't see any reward. Therefore, this work is called work in faith above reason. Out of that, you will understand already what does faith above reason mean? That I do not find any justification for connection with the friends. No justification. Besides the fact that I start to feel that this is something that is important because by this I bestow to the friends and through them to the Creator. But from where do I get such a thing? How come I want to bestow to them? This comes gradually through the upper illumination upon us.
So the work which is forced, the action itself, is to recognize that there is no justification and to raise a prayer. That's the forced work?
Yes, yes. But sometimes we might have some illumination and we want to do it. I feel that I'm drawn to the Creator. I feel that I'm drawn to the friends. I finally realize, after many stages of preparation, that I do need to connect with them. And I also persuade myself out of my corporeal life. I look at the whole world and it's disgusting. It rejects me, puts me off. So out of that, I realize that only connection out of the laws of nature, out of what I see in the whole of humanity, only connection can save us. We're now deteriorating in a very fast pace, the whole of humanity truly to the abyss. And it is in order to discover how much the force of connection only can save us from the end, truly from the end. And from one day to the next, it will be revealed more and more. As much as people are crying out and they will be crying, let's connect, they will have no choice. They will not be able to connect. You see, the United Nations are now talking about it and all kinds of international organizations are talking about it. People soon will, everybody will say, let's connect, but they will not be able to connect. And then they will listen to what we're saying and they will accept our.
You have nothing you can do except to connect with the friends in the ten. And the form, the essence of the connection, will give you the feeling of the Creator's presence within all of you.
German 1.
German one.
Good morning, Rav. I have a question about this puzzles, this example you mentioned. In the corporeal world, when we put the puzzles together, we already receive some kind of template, some kind of how the picture on the end should look like. And in the spirituality, in a 10, how we can imagine the picture of our future state?
You try to establish in the 10, between the members of the 10, some actions, operations of bestowal. And you try to do that with the friends as much as you can. And you ask, together with the friends, or even without the friends, you turn to the Creator and you ask Him to help you relate correctly to the assembly of that, of this puzzle, the prayer of each one. And the main thing is prayer in public. Each 10 is considered to be a minyan, a 10, spiritual 10. And it brings the advice of the Creator with regards to what needs to be done. You'll see that suddenly new knowledge, new emotions will come to you, which will help you build that. Okay, so we will follow our ego, fulfill our ego. You have to perform the actions that the Rabash writes with the 10, on the 10. And to begin with, you have to take a role in the 10 and to work with them in order to establish the 10 as much as you can in the physical, corporeal way and the spiritual inner way. And this has to be daily work. You have to look at the friends to take an example from them and so to try to advance and never to say, I can't. If you can't, then you can't. That's it. It's done. You must understand that participation with the 10, in the 10, it's your duty. You must do it. And we learned this from the Arvut, that we're obligated to make a covenant between us. We're obligated to be in such a connection where we are responsible for each other, and we're obligated, each one. We've drawn many diagrams showing first we need to perform a restriction, a tzimtzum, on ourselves. Each one has to do that. And restriction means that I don't take into account anything that I feel as an outcome of my actions. When I hear people saying, I'm in despair, I don't feel that this is going anywhere, that this gives me anything. So it's clear to us that these answers, these things have to be in each one, but it's not that we have to actually regard them. We don't need to regard them because we work above the will to receive. In faith above reason. So, what is in us, in reason, in my emotions, in my mind, I don't want to hear, to take it into account at all. Meaning, I feel and I hear and I understand and it's there, it fills me, but to regard it, to relate to it, I don't want to do that, because then I need to peel myself off of the corporeal degree and to elevate myself above that to the spiritual degree. And so I don't take into account my current mind and heart and feelings. I perform actions, and what I feel as an outcome of my ego humiliating me, giving me the feeling that I'm not advancing, of how unworthy I am or something, I don't take that into account. Because that's the work of my ego, to increase and enlarge itself for the time being, so that I can rise and rise and rise above it. And at a time when I rise above these conditions, these demands, my ego, then I will discover the quality of bestowal, the faith which is above reason, and then I will feel the spiritual degree.
Many times you repeat these words, I have to peel off myself. What is this action of peeling off?
It means that I don't want to belong to my current feelings and my mind, because that's what my ego, my evil inclination draws for me, paints for me.
And instead of this, what?
Instead of that, I want to be only in the quality of bestowal, only in the act of bestowal. With my eyes shut, I need to follow bestowal, to walk with bestowal to the ten. To the ten. And through the ten to the Creator.
Beseder.
Okay, so the state of despair of my own forces, it should be individual despair or the despair of the ten, a collective one?
You have both.
So long as we haven't reached the state of prayer, so long as we haven't reached that state of prayer.
Before that, you're not despaired enough and you don't have any illumination from the upper root so that you can feel that you belong to Him and can turn to Him, and that you can develop these things even though you're still not in contact with the Creator, because the prayers, the people of the great Knesset told us to perform, because they acted in the last generation before our disconnection from spirituality, and so they wrote the prayers for us and they told us to pray. So all of us individually and all of us as a ten and between the tens, we have to make room, to make an effort to turn to the Creator and ask Him for the power of bestowal, the power of connection, and for this power of connection and bestowal to dwell in us, between us. Well, that's the Creator Himself. But we won't discover Him, actually Him, but we ask for this power to come and bestow between us, be revealed in us, connect us together, and it's mandatory to
Dear Rav, also according to the text, according to that black letter Yod, where the darkness and the concealment of the faces, is that the beginning of our work?
One discovers that his nature completely blocks him, not allowing him to come close to the Creator. He starts knowing himself. He doesn't want it. First, he was so drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Creator, the upper world. It was so attractive to him. And now, no. As if there's nothing there. It's nothing of it is of any worth, and so on, and he leaves. So that's that black point, that black dot appearing. And he thinks, I have nothing in this. It's Exactly like that. The ego has nothing for it in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah is meant to help us rise above the ego and to discover the upper world, the eternal, the true world.
Thank you, Rav. Which actions we should perform in order to tie ourselves to one another before such states of darkness, if there are any such actions?
Yes, we need to take such actions by which we tie ourselves to each other. How to tie ourselves together, we don't know. Because we grow from a dot to a partsuf, and so we can't jump now and know how to be connected in the partsuf, each one in his place. Rather, we need to follow what Rabash writes for us to do. Each one is a zero with respect to the others. Each one pulls all of his friends together as zeros, because in him there is something special that isn't.
Rav, что значит, что я хочу идти с закрытыми глазами, когда...
Rav, what does it mean that I want to go with my eyes shut?
It means that you want to bestow upon the friends in order to connect everyone together, and by that to build a source of bestowal to the Creator. That's the meaning of... And you don't look at any of the disruptions. You take them into account, but only in order to build a connection above them, between everyone. And this connection...
It's difficult. I can't imagine how this could be.
If you don't feel hatred towards the friends, you cannot feel love towards the friends. Just like we were saying now, that the darkness has to be, and against that, the light can be revealed. That's why we don't have to get all excited, light, dark, as much as they, once this, once that, more or less. But the main thing for us is the goal. Because in the goal is where we connect the light and darkness with the masach, with our exertion, and we can get these two forms that come from the Creator. And the main thing for us is upon the dark and the light to be connected in Him, in His essence. And for that reason, if you don't try to discover the connection with the friends, you also won't find any hatred towards them. And this is what we remember in the Zohar when he writes that Rabbi Shimon's students that were in such an exalted degree, they felt that they want to kill each other. Look what the Zohar writes. How can you understand such a thing? That when they study such exalted things, and they have to prepare in connection before, so they just feel that they want to kill each other. That they see between them that they're people that hate each other, like criminals. And afterwards they can correct themselves by the light that reforms, and reach a very high, powerful connection. And then they can accept all the different forms of the Creator that they can discover in the disconnection and in the connection between them. That's how spirituality is revealed.
Здорово, спасибо. Я хотел задать такой вопрос. В практике происходит такое, что я раскрываю ненависть к товарищам, я чувствую, что это мое.
In action, it happens that I reveal hatred towards the friends. I feel that it's something of my own. I don't share it with anyone. I just work in trying to see the good qualities of the friends, etc. Now I'd like to ask, what does it speak of when the 10 reveals hatred? Is it just revealed as, is it clear?
No. You keep going the way you are and everybody will get there. And the way it'll be revealed, you will see. You feel we're speaking about faith above reason all the time. How we can overcome upon our ego towards connection and love between us. That is called to reach faith above reason. This concept has to be constantly more and more and more closer to you.
Again, excerpt number 8. It is written, "For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in it, and transgressors will stumble in it." This means that transgressors, those who are controlled by the vessels of reception, must fall and crouch under their load when they come to that state. The righteous, however, those who are in the state of bestowal, are elevated by this, meaning by this they are imparted vessels of bestowal. Wicked should be interpreted as those whose heart is still not set on obtaining vessels of bestowal. And righteous means those whose heart is already set on obtaining vessels of bestowal, but are as yet unable.
Is that clear? What we just read, not anything else. Meaning the righteous are called those who get a lot of disturbances from above, egoistic rejection from the 10, rejection from turning to the Creator, but still they want to justify these states they're receiving because it all comes from none else besides Him. And they're asking from the Creator through the 10 that He will help them advance towards connection between them, so from this they can give Him contentment, so He can be revealed in them, and the revelation of the Creator in them will also be in order to give Him contentment, meaning it's all towards the action of bestowal, towards the friends and the Creator and the connections in all those levels. Rav, how should the 10 work if friends just fall down because of the corporeal life? They can't participate. How can the 10 make sure they don't fall off the cart?
I don't think they have greater states of heaviness than the Rabash had or all the Kabbalists in all the generations had. So try as much as possible.
How should the 10 support them?
You need to help. One should help his friend. You need to act on it, not to wait for it to happen itself. And all the actions, the mutual actions that you're doing, it's very beneficial. More than anything. From an abyss to into an abyss.
What's the connection between the spiritual vessel and the middle line?
The middle line is a spiritual kli.
What does it mean, that middle line?
It means that I correctly combine left and right, the force of reception, the force of bestowal, the will to receive and what is received from the Creator as a will to bestow.
At the same time.
At the same time, like the Rosh of the Partsuf, where we make this calculation, where I have a will to receive and I do a tzimtzum, a masach, returning light, when I calculate how much I can receive in order to bestow, and I receive it, and I build it in the toch of the partuf.
And that has to be revealed in your feeling?
It needs to be revealed. We're soon reaching these diagrams, and there you'll see how I make a line on the diagram, and you need to feel it here inside that you're doing this.
So that's attainment.
This is the beginning of attainment, yes, of course. And when you now start treating the friends, forming a state called faith above reason, that is considered that we're calculating in the Rosh, that we have da'at, a will to receive, and we rise above it, and we do actions of bestowal above the will to receive. That the will to receive is showing us what we should and we shouldn't within the will to receive in a serious manner, in a rational manner. And we say, no, we need to do actions which are irrational. I accept the friends as being the greatest. I want to be I'm listening.
The middle line, can I attain that with my 10? Or there's another force that works?
No. Only the 10 and the Creator in it. There is no more. And then you find that there is nothing other than that. All of the forces of all of reality, they are entirely in the 10. But now it seems to you as many 10s and all kinds of forces and the universe and worlds. You then find that all of this is inside the 10. And there is no more, nothing more than the friends, as Rabash writes. 10 sefirot, that's all.
I wanted to ask about this point you're coming back to a lot, that we're actually starting to build the Kli practically.
We are entering the building of the Kli in practice, which is called faith above reason. Today, we've been going, for 2.5 hours of a lesson that is entirely how to build a Kli in faith above reason.
So I wanted to ask, the base for this Kli, the foundation, is the resistance, the disturbance. That's what we build it upon.
The foundation of the Kli is not wanting to work with the will to bestow. I remember that I read all these things Rabash wrote, and I felt bad. I felt darkness in front of me, bad for my soul. What do I need this for? I don't even understand this. Not that I don't agree. I don't, even before I don't agree, I don't understand what he's writing. What is it considered to love, to give, to bestow, to be included, to be small? These words I didn't hear. I don't hear. Then, after a long time passes, Rabash gives such examples. I told you about the coffee beans that I needed to sort out the coffee bean. So he sat next to me and he said to me, I'm taking this coffee bean and I'm checking, is it whole or not? And by that, I need to collect, let's say, 30 of these coffee beans. From then later on, we will grind them, and my teacher will be able to drink and enjoy it. I heard this from him, but, you know, I heard it like a machine, like a recording, without any reaction. The heart was the heart of stone. And after he left, then I tried doing something, and I don't think that I even finished these 30 coffee beans to make it one spoon of coffee. I don't think I did. I couldn't tolerate it. I escaped it. And from anything I needed to give to the friends, to participate with them, I would see how my ego rises above me and pushes me to be cruel to them, to be very terrible. And you can't do a thing. And that is the problem of the strong kli, of a very strong left line. And then it takes many years before a person is able to reach a state how he learns to stabilize himself with the right and with the left, until he begins to build faith above reason. He has an immense kli, a very large one. And he starts barely is able to start it with many disturbances. So that is why, don't worry, each and every one has a remedy, and you'll build these kelim, you'll discover the Creator, the adhesion to Him, and everything will work out, everything will return to its root.
But if I can, what do we do with the rejection, the resistance?
Only work in society, in the group, working for the group, even though for the group is done through the ego, but still, as much as you act towards the group, towards dissemination, then it helps. It helps.
Reason of Kedusha.
In other words, we need to decide according to what are we going. Either according to the force of reception, and then we are in this world, or the force of bestowal, and then we are in the upper world. It's one of the two. That's it. Otherwise, we are between these two worlds, not here nor there. So try and decide. It's not in one go, but more and more and more, and we'll try until we begin to feel that through connection between us and to the Creator, we can rise from this world to the upper world. And by that, to connect, you are now in practice at the entrance of the upper world. And we'll try, and we'll try, and we'll try, push one another and help one another. And soon, we'll start forming these diagrams, a line, a kav, masach, screen, tzimtzum, restriction, or chozer, returning light, rosh, toch, sof, that accordingly we'll do such actions within us, in the connection between us, we'll build the 10 sfirot called the partzuf, and how this partzuf can work in faith above reason in order to bestow, and what light influenced it, and what Reshimot revealed. And all of this will be the wisdom of Kabbalah in practice, realistically, truly. We won't draw any diagram that we don't feel that is working on us. But it is all realistically, that with respect to every line, every element, part of it in the diagram, we'll see that we'll find it between us. And by that, we'll reach the practice, the practical wisdom of Kabbalah. Now, I'd like to say that this evening we will also continue such things, like now. Maybe we'll read some article about faith above reason. And by that, until we will enter this action, that it will be clear to everyone where we are. And it doesn't matter if you get some kind of rejection from it or lack of understanding, because lack of understanding is because your will to receive will hide your vision and won't let you see these things, because we accept and receive all these things only within our will to receive, in our sensation. And if the will to receive does not understand it, it's not a matter of understanding, it's a matter of lack of sensation. Until we won't feel, we won't know it in name or word. And that is why we need to try more and more to push ourselves to actions in the group, that the heart will be softened, will receive responses from the friends, will envy them, will want to be like them, and so on. This is the most important thing. I wouldn't pressure you, and I wouldn't do such exercises with you in faith above reason with such pressure, but it is the time that is pressuring. We need to speed up. You see what's happening outside, so we need to try and be as connected as possible and as ready as possible to do actions between us, spiritual actions. And then we can show the world that we are taking the lead, and the world will be able to connect to us and help us push us to the King's Mountain, as it's written, that all of humanity needs to do with respect to the group called the Yashar.
Hello, dear Rav. You were saying that we have to perform spiritual actions. What are those true spiritual actions? I understand we have to try to connect. What else?
Nothing other than that. What we're lacking is to raise the shattered kli. The shattered kli needs only connection. If you can connect the 10 ideally to an actual 10, by that you complete corrections. You complete corrections, there's no more. Don't think about worlds, paratzufim, sefirot, all kinds of things. Connection in the 10, more and more and more. That's what we need to do. But when you start doing it, you'll start seeing such problems, what's happening, what degrees of aviyut you have before you, and you cannot overcome them, that you can't even put your foot up to the next step, and that's all of our work. But it's all only in connection, and nothing other than that. And more, we have Nikolaev Sochi.
I heard
during the lesson that humanity will want to connect and won't succeed, and then they'll be able to hear our message. So this means we'll succeed in dissemination, or if we don't connect, nothing will be successful.
We need to understand that it is not us that can be the leaders and those who will lead humanity, but the Creator can reach out to other groups, or I don't know who. I'm not certain of everything. What I know is that for now, every single day, I must try and advance as much as possible, and every morning to give a new lesson with a new step forward. And every day I expect all of my students to go together with me and by that we will break through these limits of the masach and the barriers between this world and the spiritual world, and humanity will follow us.